अरे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरा बनचारे, यमुना तीरा बनचारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol. जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरि बोल. जय ओम विष्णुवात परमहंस परिवार जगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत हिजवान गैस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. जय ओम विष्णुवात परमहंस परिवार जगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत हिजवान गैस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय. प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय. जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय. वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय. नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय. पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय. गंगा मैया की जय. यमुना मैया की जय. भक्ति देवी की जय. तुलसी महारानी की जय. समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय. ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण. ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण. ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण. ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग. जय श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, chapter number 7, from verse 1 to 4. So I will just read the verse. Bharatastu Mahabhagavato Yada Bhagavatani Tala Paripalayaya Santintitas Tad Anushashana Paraha पंचजनिम विश्वरूप दुहितरम उपयमे. वर्ड टू ट्रांसलेशन. श्री शुक उवाच. शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड भरत महाराज भरत तू बट महाभागवत ए महाभागवत मोस्ट एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव अवनीतल द सर्फेस ऑफ द ग्लोब परिपालनाय फॉर रूलिंग ओवर संचिंतित मेड अप हिज माइंड तत् अनुशासन परह एंगेज इन गवर्निंग द ग्लोब पंचजनिम पंचजनी विश्वरूप दुहितरम द डॉटर ऑफ विश्वरूप उपयमे मैरिड. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद. Sukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear King, Bharat Maharaj was a topmost devotee. Following the orders of his father, who had already decided to install him on the throne, he began to rule the earth accordingly. When Bharat Maharaj ruled the entire globe, he followed the orders of his father and married Panchajani, the daughter of Vishwarup. So we are today covering the four verses. So I will just read. There is no purport for this verse, so I will just read the translation of the other verses and purport for the last verse. Verse text 2. Just as the false ego creates the subtle sense object, Maharaj Bharat created five sons in the womb of Panchajani, his wife. These sons were named Sumati, Rashtrabhrita, Sudarshana, Avarana, and Dhumraketu. Text 3. Translation. Formerly, this planet was known as Ajanabharsha, but since Maharaj Bharat's reign, it has become known as Bharatvarsha. Purport: this planet was formerly known as Ajanab because the reign of King Nabi. After Bharat Maharaj ruled the planet, it became celebrated as Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha. Text 4. Translation: Maharaj Bharat was very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizens, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaj Bharat was affectionate to the citizens as his father and grandfather has been. Keeping them engaged in their occupational duties, he ruled the earth. Purport: it is most important that the chief executive rule the citizens by keeping them fully engaged in their respective occupational duties. Some of the citizens were Brahmanas, some were Kshatriyas, and some were Vaishyas and Shudras. It is a duty of the government to see that the citizens act according to their material divisions of the spiritual and spiritual advancement. No one should remain unemployed or unoccupied in any way. One must work as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra on the material path and on the spiritual path. Everyone should act as a Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. Although formerly the government was a monarchy, all the kings were very affectionate towards the citizens and they strictly kept them engaged in their respective duties. Therefore, society was very smoothly conducted. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Vtapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratuse Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'd like to sing blessing of all the Vaishnavas, mainly Adi Vishwa Prabhu and Anandan Prabhu. They are so senior. I'm being awkward to sit here and speak in front of them. They are past decades in the devotional life and I am just a new person. So please give your blessings to that I will be able to speak something for my own purification and the pleasure of the devotees. So today we are starting a new chapter at the fifth canto. Chapter 7, the activities of Maharaj Bharat. So, actually the most of the class I prepared from the class given by Dwarkadish Prabhu in 2004 back in his Chowpatti. So in the same topic he has given the class. So the activities of Bharat Maharaj, of the King Bharata. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is full of activities of many devotees and their interaction with the other devotees and with the Lord. So we can learn from these activities for our spiritual life. So we can see also in the material life also, so many things we learn from the activities of others. We can also learn from our past activities what to do in our future life. So that is always, we should always try to learn from others so that we can progress in the devotional service. So what is episode of Bharat Maharaj will gradually unfold, what is happened in this, but it is of great importance for all the sadhakas, those who are, this is a long way to go till our journey of spiritual life. So this is for everyone that we can learn from this episode. So Bharat Maharaj was a great Rajarshi. He was a Raja as well as a Rishi. And he was so, as we just saw in the purport, that he was so caring to his dependents, to all the Praja, that they were so happy that they named whole earth planet after his name, as Bharatvarsha. So we can see how great he was. And we can see there are so many places, institutions, streets, and many things are named after the some person, so that their name be there for a long time. Because someone like them, and because they have done some great work, so we name like that. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, this name of the Bharat Maharaj, the story of the Bharat Maharaj came, is not just because this planet was named after him, but much more because of the thing that the life, the way he attained his spiritual perfection, the course of his spiritual perfection, that gives a very deep insight for the sadhakas to learn from that. How can we progress in our spiritual life? So everyone, all the devotees mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the unique course for their devotion. Like we can see the king Chitraketu, he was got cursed and becomes the then demon, and then after he get perfected, then Dhruva Maharaj, and also Prahlad Maharaj, where the example of Ajamila, how the different devotees, how they attain the perfection through different course. But here, one uniqueness is that he attained perfection, how that he was went up to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, that which is very difficult to attain, and from that stage he fell down. And then again, then what happened in next life, become a deer, and then Jada Bharat. So it is very unique. So it can be, we can take a lot of lesson from this. So, and this graph of the devotional service in everyone's life is also goes gradually up, and while coming down, it also comes gradually. It is not like boom, it doesn't come like directly down. So it is gradual, always gradual. So we can see there are different stages in the devotional life, starting from the Adho, Saddha, Sadhu, Sangha, and all these things. And of that, the Anartha Nivritti is the longest period. That takes lots of time, lots of time to overcome that. And Bharat Maharaj has overcome that. After that, he came to the stage of Nishtha. We can see before Anartha Nivritti, we have the Shraddha on Bhakti. But if something shakes up in the devotional life, means in material life, like any problem, health problems, a relationship problem, some financial crisis, so a tendency to go away from the devotional service. Because I am doing so much, Krishna is not taking care of me, and like this. So many people will go away from the devotional service. But when one comes to Nishtha after Anartha Nivritti, one is like unshakable, like a mountain. So Bharat Maharaj also passed that stage, and then he came to the stage of Asakti. There he can have strong attachment for the lotus feet of Krishna. And after that, he achieved the Ruchi, where he was constantly have a constant taste for chanting, remembering, and hearing the glories of the Lord. There is no struggle. Like in our, we can see we are struggling in chanting, in reading, and everything. But he's just automatic. Everything was happening automatically. It was so much taste. So then, by this, there is the actual emotional ecstasy of the soul has arrived in him, and then he reached the stage of Bhav. That just before sunrise, before we can see the sun, there is some light. So that is Bhav stage, is the just before the prema arises in one heart. That stage he has achieved. And then from that stage, if someone falls down, so we can, it is like a, we can get a jolt. If this can happen from that stage, so we are nothing. So hum kis khet ki muli hai? We are just doing something, where the great devotees chanting every morning, 16 round, and everything we are doing. But still where anarthas are not crossed the anartha nivritti stage, still we most of mostly is for myself that I think that okay, I am a great duty in a devotional service in Brahmachari Ashram for so many years. But when we see the case of Bharat Maharaj, then we can understand that how insignificant we are in front of him. So, and what we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking for the Lord for Nayanam Galadam Ashudharaya, Vadanam Gadgada Urdayagira, all this stage that Bharat Maharaj are already experiencing. And we are not a glimpse of that also. We are far away to go to there. And still the Bharat Maharaj from that stage, so we can see how this can happen in anyone's life. There is that Prabhuji Ananda Prabhu always saying in his recent classes that ye dunya bahut cruel hai, that kabhi bhi koi bhi niche aa sakta hai. We don't know what will happen at any time. So we have to take this. So we will try to understand this story goes, then other devotees will explain all the details of this story of the Bharat Maharaj. Today we'll try to discuss some fundamental phenomena on the tendency of fall down. So we can see in this material world, there is nothing goes permanently up. There is tendency that after some time it will come down. And in material world, we can always see there are Jad and Chetan, that is living entity and non-living entity. And in Jad, in Chetan, which is conscious, we can see there are two poles. That means two, we can see. One corner is the Vishnu Tattva and other corner is the Jiva Tattva. In between, only there is a Shiva Tattva. And we will not discuss so much about Shiva Tattva, only one person in between. But poles apart is the, one is pole is the Vishnu Tattva, other pole is the Jiva Tattva. And what is the glory of the Vishnu Tattva? Unlimited spiritual potency. And he is Ananta, vast opulences, and he has the transcendental glory, tremendous glory. This is the Vishnu Tattva on one side, and other side is the Jiva Tattva, which is the part and parcel of the Krishna. And there are many differences between the Vishnu Tattva and the Jiva Tattva. But fundamental difference is Vishnu Tattva never falls down. He is always in the Shuddha Sattva, Vasudeva platform. But Jiva Tattva has always the tendency to fall down. That is the fundamental difference. So that's why Vishnu Tattva, who are in the Vishnu Tattva, all the, they are called as Achyuta, and Jiva Tattva is called as always Chyuta, because his tendency to fall down, always come down. So even if we can see like example of Lord Balaram, even if he drinks Varuni and get intoxicated, it is not like he gets intoxicated like a normal person on the street. He is always in his Bhagavan stage, always top. And also we can take the example of the Nityananda Prabhu. He can go anywhere in the bar house to preach, but he will never fall down. And Chaitanya Babu said that we should not judge Nityananda Prabhu, he goes anywhere to preach. But Jiva has the tendency, because once devotee asked Prabhupada, can we go to the bar and preach or other places like that? So Prabhupada said, you may go there, but there is no guarantee that you will come back, because we have always tendency to fall down. So we should need to be always be keep, we should know our limits. So it is, this is gravity, there is always a gravity acting. It acts both on living as well as non-living, on both on the living as well as dead matter. So, and it is a universal phenomenon. We can see that, for example, when a baby, child is born, and when born, he just lie down on the bed. He's just lying horizontal, right? And then after some time, he just go on his tummy. That is, he has just resisted some gravitational force and gone some little against gravitational force. And after some months, he start holding mother sari or some stool or something chair and start to get up. And then after some time, start to walk. So that tendency is there to always to go against the gravity. Parent doesn't say that, okay, is it 6 months or 1 year, you are not started walking, you should start walking. No. Even parent tell or not tell, he will start walking. So that tendency is always that child will grow. Then he will grow, and at age of 18 for the girls and for 20-23 for the boys, the growth stops as per genetic, maybe 5 feet to 6 feet, the growth will stop and everything, all the there is a fusion of the bones and there is no more growth of the bones. And then still 40 years of the age, one remains steady. Is walking straight and like that. And then after 40 years, then again there is a dwindling. They again, gravity stock acts on the body. And you can see as the age progresses, one starts bending from the backbone, from the vertebral column. And then after, there is always voice in the, we can see there's some clicking sound in our bones, in our neck. The synovial fluid is now drying up. Now there is dwindling. And then start dwindling. And at old age, then you, one bend down. And then before the death, some years or some months, is again horizontal. Started from horizontal, went straight, and then again horizontal. So we can see that this is the life. So nothing goes up. And even if one is buried or burned also, it is buried or burned horizontal only. Never straight is burned or buried. So similarly, we can, this is in life. Similarly, we can say health also. It is not that whatever we do, yoga or pranayama or exercise, it is necessary to do, but we should not just doing that only, neglecting other duties. So even health also go down after some years. So similarly, we can see so many empires, so many MNCs, they grow. At Anandjan Pro explaining that nothing grow for a, even someone was a good example of Ambani's, that how they grows. But there are so many MNCs came in, was there in the past, and they came and went down. Only names are there. Nothing remains for a long time. Many empires, many kings came and everything, now only the names are remaining. So we can see the Prabhupada also writes in one of his diaries that before taking sannyas, he has so many contacts and so many big people he was meeting, but after taking sannyas, he was like a socially dead. And then after, only the names are remaining in the all these are the names, there's a list of the names. In Bhagavatam also we see, I think 9th or 8th, 10th, 8 or 9 canto end. There is a list of the names of the so many dynasties, so many kings. We may think why their name is given. So we can take the lesson from that. Someone is telling that how these big kings at their time, there are so many empires, so big kings. But now what is, only the names are there, list of the names. So we also should not think that I am something great. We are also going to be only the name after some time. So we can see, for the sadhaka, there is always some pull of gravity. Means in spiritual life, we can see always the mind always tend to go down. Very, very less time we can see it is going up. Sometimes when we are take part in the, some ecstatic kirtan or hear some lecture by some devotees, we feel very enthusiastic that yes, I am going up. But as soon as lecture is over, kirtan is over, then again that negative pull, that downward pull again start on our mind and we start going down and down. So that is always there. So this, our spiritual life is like a swimming upstream. Because we are going, when we are in the river which is flowing down, and if we don't want to go upstream, we have to struggle. If we don't struggle, if we want to stay at one place, still we have to struggle. We have to keep on just moving our hands and legs so that we can stay at one place. If we don't, if we stop that one also, then we will swept away by the current of the river. So similarly, in spiritual life, we are going against this force of the Maya. Everyone is going in one direction and we are going in other direction. Everyone is telling that what you are doing is a bogus. And which 99.99% people around us, they want the material happiness, and we are going, 0.001% are going towards other direction. So there is always a question initially in our mind that, yeah, am I going on the right path? I am struggling so much. I am surrendering to Krishna. Still, we have to take the leap of faith, and because struggle is always there. If we struggle in material life, what is the use? Maybe some comfortable material life we will get. But final product is, we will always be in this material world only. We will never go out of this material world by this struggle. It is better to struggle in the spiritual life. At least by that struggle, we will get out of this material world. So struggle is always there. So better to choose a good struggle. Why not to choose good struggle? By that, we can get out of this material world. So, and this tendency to go down of the mind is not immediately that one is a great devotee today and next day he is down. It is not like that. Bharat Maharaj also, in this case also we see that he was at bhava stage, and when he first time saw the deer, it is not that just after seeing the deer first time he fell down. No. Little attachment to deer goes on increasing, and attachment to the Krishna went on decreasing, decreasing, and attachment here goes on increasing. So in that way, finally he lost all attachment to Krishna and all attachment to deer, and in that way he became a deer in the next life. Because for a tendency is there always for the soul to fall down, he is always a chutta platform. So that's why we always need to guard our mind, that where mind is going, what we are thinking. So we can see the example of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada was saying his devotees, devotee was hearing that Srila Prabhupada is offering the prayers to the deities, that Krishna, please give me the all protection so that I can never fall down. So we can see by the example is saying that Prabhupada is telling that on this Mahabhagavata stage also, that he is aware that he is also spirit soul, and there is a tendency of spirit soul to always fall down. So he is also always praying to the Lord that please keep me always in the lotus feet and I should never fall down. Because if once we start feeling that now in spiritual life I have attained some stability and now nothing can bring me down, so that is the start of our fall down. If we say that now I am the devotee from last 20, 30 years, now I am stable and now I can do anything, and even if I just miss something or some spiritual activities, so anyway I am there, I have lots of strength now, I will not go down. That is the beginning of end, will start of the spiritual life. So we should never be negligent of this, and we should never should think that I am stable in spiritual life until we reach the Goloka Vrindavan. And the doors of Goloka Vrindavan, till that time we always need to be very cautious of our spiritual sadhana. So what is the greatest weapon of the Maya that pulls us down from the spiritual life? That is the complacency. Because once we become complacent that now I attain something and now I don't need to struggle so much, that is the complacency. That is the biggest enemy. Lust, greed, that is always there. They may torment us, our heart, but that can be overcome. But complacency, if covers us, then very difficult. That's why Lord Krishna says, give up the lethargy to Arjuna and stand up and fight. So similarly, in our spiritual life also, we need to give up our lethargy. As soon as we start giving up this, acting on this downward pull of the Maya, and become lethargic and don't become so active in a spiritual life that any time I may fall down, then till that time there is no guarantee that we will be remain in the spiritual life forever. So for example, we can see that there is a example of from Lomas Rishi, that he got the benediction that he can live for so many years, that he has so many hairs on his body, and he got a benediction that when one day of Brahma is over, that time one hair of his body will fall. And in that way, when all the hairs of body will fall, that time he can die. That means you can see how many days of Brahma he can live. That benediction he have. And he was doing his sadhana. And someone asked him, you can build, why are you just doing your sadhana in open under a tree? You should build some hut, something to stay inside so that you can do proper sadhana inside. So he said, life is very short, I should not waste life in just building a hut. So we can see he has so much long lifespan of so many days of Brahma, almost lifespan of Brahma. Still he is not complacent for his sadhana, that I should not get disturbed by other things in my life. I should always focus on spiritual life. Anytime, anything can happen. So we can learn. So what is that we need to do to go to this, to go against this pull, and we should get up in our spiritual life? What we need to do? So that is, once in Ranath Maharaj, in one of the lecturers, giving the example of Dhruva Maharaj, how Dhruva Maharaj attacked the Akshas to take revenge of his brother Uttama's death. So he went to the place of the Yakshas and he was fighting, and Yakshas are putting so many mystic powers, so many big mystic illusions are coming, big mountains and pus and urine and stool, so many lances and so many things. Like a pralay, everything was coming on him and he was bewildered. That time Rishis was there and told him, take the name of Narayan. And he remembered Narayan and all illusion is gone. So similarly, we need to take the shelter of the holy name, take the shelter of the Shastras while we are in this sadhaka life, we are struggling. And always we need to take this. And after all the illusion is gone, then Dhruva Maharaj entered the terrain of the Yakshas. But at that time he was not thinking that now I am conquered the Yakshas, now no one can beat me. But still he was very cautious that any time Yakshas can attack. And Yakshas again attacked. And he was ready to fight with them. So similarly, we should not think that so many years nothing has happened to me. I am very stable devotee. I am chanting, doing all the practices very peacefully, and my mind is controlled. Now nothing can make me go down. So Bharat Maharaj's case, we can also see that he was still the bhava stage. Nothing was mishap in his life. But even that stage, he got attracted to the tear, and then again downfall started. So similarly, in our life also, it can start if we become complacent. So Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, Krishna said to Arjuna, stand up and fight, don't be lethargic. That is not for just Arjuna. Every verse in Bhagavad Gita is for Arjuna also and for all of us also, that we also need to get up and stand up against the lethargy and where to get a fight. So there are many anarthas we need to fight every day. From still we get up, still we go to sleep. But that if we are faith, then that struggle is blissful, because what is in the future, we know what is in the future. Because we can see in material life also, people are struggling so much. We study so much because we know that in the future, if I study properly, then my future is be bright. So let us struggle. Study, become doctor, engineer, or chartered accountant, or so many other options are there. I want to go to IIT, MIT, many things. And then I will have bright future, I will get a lot of money, I will have a name, fame, recognition. So that carrot is always hanging in front. That's why everyone is struggling. But that carrot is just for few years, and that is also we can't get it, because there is always going front. When we go, that the example of the donkey, that carrot is hanging in front of him. He said that one step ahead, I will get that carrot. One step ahead, I will get that carrot. And he will never reach the carrot and working day and night. Similarly, in material life, we also keep working day and night like a donkey, that I will get carrot, I will get carrot. So many times when I give some talk to this guest comes, so we have orientation program, then I ask them, every class I ask them, what is the aim of your life? Why you came here? There are so many avenues outside. Why you came here? So they said, we want peace of mind, we want to be the nature. So then I ask, what is the aim of your life? So he says, happiness is the aim of our life. There are all categories of people, from child to old people. And then I ask the old people, so you, from so many years, you are struggling. So did you got happiness? They say, everyone unanimously said, no, we didn't got happiness. We are just struggling. So now at least I am thinking, where is the happiness? So we can see, where so life, so many things we can, they are saying, they are not, just saying some lie. We can see from their face, they say no, there is very less happiness and lots of struggle in life. There is lots of dukkha in life. There is no happiness. We are thinking that after getting this, we will get happiness, after this happiness. So we can understand, so there are the three types of intelligent people. One can understand by thing, by just hearing. Then one experience it, and then third is, even after experiencing and hearing, he can understand. That is a third class type of intelligence that he will never understand. So we need to understand in what category we need to be falling. So we need to understand from these various pastimes in the Bhagavatam that how we can take the different lessons. Yes, this fight in our spiritual life is very difficult, but still we know what is the future, so we need to keep it fighting. So one of the devotee asking Radhanath Maharaj, and when devotee was going, and Radhanath Maharaj asking devotee, how are you? And devotee said, Maharaj, I am still struggling. So Maharaj said, okay, keep struggling. Don't give up. Because spiritual life means struggling. Because if we stop struggling, we will go up, down. So that is the answer of Maharaj. And spiritual master will become happy if he see that my disciple is still struggling. He is not giving up to the illusion of the Maya. So we can see that spiritual life is still is a struggle, still the stage of bhava bhakti also. And we are not yet crossed the anartha nirvritti. So we should not stop struggling. We should always keep struggling. So this enemy of the lethargy can be counteracted by one thing, that is enthusiasm. Unless we are enthusiastic in our spiritual life, we will not able to counteract. Because many times we don't feel enthusiastic to do. Sometimes we feel enthusiasm, sometimes some we hear some lecture or some read something, some passage from Shastra, we feel very enthusiastic. Okay, from and most of the time our enthusiasm is starting of the new year. From new year I will do this, we have many things to do. And as soon as the some days go pass, then our enthusiasm goes down. So this, if we don't have the enthusiasm, then our life is like a vegetative. Like vegetable is like lying down. Some patient we can see in the hospitals, everything is given by some tube, or they can get up on their own, always need some help. So that is like a vegetative life. So we don't want to be vegetative in our spiritual life. We always need to be enthusiastic. That is that we should be always vital in our spiritual life. Unless there is, otherwise just I am roaming around from so many years in the spiritual life, taking prasad, attending classes, this, that. But unless there is no vitality, like we can see in the children, they are always jumping here and there. So there is vital forces there. Similarly, we also need to have some vital force that keeps us going in the spiritual life. And body will always dwindle in the life of Srila Prabhupada and so many great devotees. Srila Prabhupada also, his body is also dwindling. At the age of 70, he went to US. He got 2 heart attacks, and after that his health was always falling down. But his vitality is always there. He was preaching 11 years, went around the globe for 12 times, and always preaching so enthusiastically that even the 20-year-old servants of him, devotees, they are not able to keep up his enthusiasm, his vitality. So till end of last breath, he was so much, has enthusiasm, so much vitality. So we can see that many times nothing in our life should not dampen our enthusiasm in spiritual life. In spiritual life, we should be always enthusiastic. Even if don't feel enthusiastic, we should act enthusiastic. Because always many great souls says that. Because we will not feel, because so many baggage of our, so many last lives, so many millions of lifetimes, so many baggage is there to get attracted to the material life for material sense gratification. So there will be always pressure on our mind to get down to material life. So, and what is the hallmark of the steady devotee, or a devotee who is growing up, that is his steadiness in the spiritual life. That is the hallmark. So there will be always problem in our life, health problem, financial problem, many problems. But in that problem also, the devotee who is going up and up is always steady. So in our life, we can see always there is our life, sadhaka life is like a pendulum, going this way, enthusiastic, then again going this way, then this way. So the more the pendulum is hanging from one, going from one corner to another corner, to that extent our life is, spiritual life is unstable. But that pendulum, that should come to one stability. So then only that we can say that we now going, so attaining some stability. But we should not become lethargic, that well, now I attain stability. But that steadiness should be there, because we can see any devotee can understand how advanced he is by seeing the stability in the spiritual life. We have many examples in our congregation. There are from decades they are following, and still they are following enthusiastically. In front of us, where Adivasya Prabhu, Anandan Prabhu, from so many decades, they are enthusiastically following. Every Bhagavatam class, they are there. They don't need to hear Bhagavatam class, because everything is now there. They can do their own study, and in the room, they can do their bhajan. But still, just to give a, set an example for all of us. They are still coming every day and attending the Bhagavatam class from a new person like me. Because we can see, we can get inspiration from them, and we should also try that. Even I don't feel enthusiastic to come Bhagavatam class, I should come and sit and hear. Anandan Prabhu was also explaining in one of his class just few days before that he can't see so many devotees attending the Bhagavatam class and also not in the japa attending. So that is very bad sign in the devotional life. So if it does keep happening, then there is, or means spiritual life will not grow steadily. There will chances of fall down. So we need to take guidance and also take the understand a lot of things from their life, from the great souls, that how, unless we are steady in our life, why they are so enthusiastic from so many decades, because of their steadiness, always chanting in the morning, attending all the Bhagavatam classes. So we also need to understand this and try to make our spiritual life steady, so that we can go further and further in spiritual life. So these steady devotees are like, they are like a seasoned devotees. We can call it seasoned. There is a, we can see the seasoned batsman. So he has seen so many matches, he had played in so many matches, that in, if the bowler put in even spin or yorker or full toss, any, he can handle it properly. But there are some batsmen, they can handle and get out. But he can, maybe team is losing, but that batsman, who is seasoned batsman, he can be playing all the 50 overs. Similarly, we can see around us, many devotees are falling down, but there are some who are seasoned devotees. They are going decades after decades after decades. There are so many Prabhupada devotees, we can see. They joined in 1966, still they are there. But many of the devotees fall down because of their complacency. But we can see these seasoned devotees, they are still going decade after decade, and we need to take, understand from their example. So, we can see, there is always we struggle in spiritual life, and we should keep struggling. That is, we can say that our devotion is like a flagelling devotion. That there is even organism called flagella, and there are the flagellates, that small tail have that organism, and it keep many times, like millions of times, put this with that tail is active, and with all that tail, after millions of times, the flagella goes little further in the water, and after then again, and it goes little further. So he is going, because he is struggling to go forward. Similarly, we also need to our flagelling devotion, like the flagella, that at least keep struggling, and then one day we may go further and further in our devotional life. So there will be always unsteadiness, discomfort and struggle in our life, but we too need to overcome all this in our life, and we learn from this example of the great devotees in the Bhagavatam and also the living devotees, we can see. So in there is a book by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Spiritual Warrior. So that we need to be warrior in our spiritual life. Not just only Kshatriya tendency devotees, all tendency devotees, maybe Brahmanical tendency, Vaishya's tendency, Shudra tendency devotees, but we need to be warrior, that we need to struggle, fight against the Maya, this downward pull, then only we will be go ahead in your spiritual life. So success is guaranteed if we keep struggling. That as in Bhagavad Gita, at the end, what is there? Verse, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Si Vijayo. That we want that vijay in our spiritual life. So we can remain in always association of devotees, always taking up the shelter of the Krishna, the holy name, and always attending the Bhagavatam classes and reading Shastras. Then only then we can go further and further in spiritual life. Otherwise, there is no possibility, because even the, we can see from this life of Bharat Maharaj, even the highest stage of Bhava Bhakti, one can be come down. So we should be always very cautious to grow and take shelter of the holy name and remain in the association of devotees, and don't get lethargic in our spiritual life. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comments or any questions or anything Prabhuji want to say? Prabhuji want to tell something? Is some comments?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, this is a very important chapter for us in Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically for a devotee like us. In the beginning, in Krishna consciousness, everybody is enthusiastic. Everybody is enthusiastic because whatever we wanted, we got it. But then Maya's attack starts. And when Maya's attack starts, at that time, to maintain the steadiness in Krishna consciousness reels a big challenge. Our all anarthas will be coming in front of us. Our conditioning will coming in front of us. Everybody will be distracting us from all the sides. We'll be having lots of distraction from within also. And in that situation, to maintain consistency is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. I still remember one time when Bharat Maharaj's Sunday feast class was going on. One time Maharaj gave a beautiful class, Radhanath Maharaj and Bharat Maharaj. And after the class got over, I was just coming into Krishna consciousness. And then Maharaj didn't take any question answers. But then there was a Friday program at Mahaprabhu's house. And I went over there. And I asked this specific question to Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj, I have come into Krishna consciousness. But seeing the example of Bharat Maharaj, who was on the Bhava platform, and after coming on the Bhava platform also, he could not maintain his Krishna consciousness. Then what about me then? I am a struggling devotee. I am having so much anarthas in my heart. And I am a struggling devotee. What hope do I have? How can I maintain my Krishna consciousness? By seeing the example of Bharat Maharaj, I am becoming fearful that I cannot attain spiritual success. So what is the solution you wanted to give me on this? Beautiful reply Maharaj gave me. Maharaj told me, I fully agree Bharat Maharaj was in Bhava platform. But one mistake with Bharat Maharaj did it, which we have to be extremely careful. If we could maintain that, if we don't take that mistake, then it will not be so difficult. Now, although Bharat Maharaj was on the Bhava platform, then he went, he sacrificed everything. Probably his standard of renunciation was also so high. On such renunciation also, then he got attracted to a deer. And then he became deer and then Jad Bharat and all those things. So now too, you don't have to, you are on a much more lower platform than Bharat Maharaj. But what you have to be careful with Bharat Maharaj couldn't do it is, Bharat Maharaj, although he was on a Bhava platform, he made one mistake. He was not in the association of genuine, sincere, committed devotees. If Maharaj gave a beautiful example, he said, if Bharat Maharaj would have been attached to a deer, but he was being a good association of devotees, the devotees would have definitely told to Bharat Maharaj, you are in Maya, please come out from the deer consciousness and come into Krishna consciousness. But because he didn't have a good association around him, although he was on a Bhava platform, yet he couldn't maintain his Krishna consciousness. Then Maharaj told me specifically that as far as you are concerned, you might not be on the platform of Bharat Maharaj, but you have to keep one thing in your mind. Till the last breath of your life, you should not be leaving the association of sincere devotees. These sincere devotees will keep you completely intact, completely protected, completely nurtured, and completely focused in your Krishna consciousness. So you might be loose, but that loose will not be a disqualification subject to you have a strong association of devotees. So Prabhu, most important thing is definitely we have to maintain our sadhana, everything. But if we have keep a very strong association of sincere devotees, our Krishna consciousness is maintained, Prabhuji. Abhi hum saath mein rehte hai, abhi saath mein rehne mein agar sab devotees sab uth jayega to humko uthna padta hai. Japa mein aana padta hai. Lekin hum akele ho jayega to Prabhu vaisa bhi anartha itna ghusa hua hai, itna problems hai aur usme bhi alag alag ho jayega. So we are gone, Prabhuji. We are gone. That's why we have to be so serious about devotional life. That's why the Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's when conversation is there. And what is the biggest thing when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai that what is the biggest misery a devotee can have? At that time, Ramanand Rai said, to be without the association of devotees is the biggest misery for a devotee. So Prabhu, you have to be so careful. Hey, itna distraction. Abhi aap hum log, I can tell you very frankly, Prabhu, I'm in GV right now, correct? Idhar bhi bahut zabardast maya hai. मैं कल देखा सब संडे में इधर सब देख लिया मैंने, मैं तो इधर बंबई से भी खराब लग रहा था मुझे कल. सो नथिंग लाइक हैपेंस ओवर हियर आल्सो. यू हैव टू बी अलर्ट, यू हैव टू बी ऑन गार्ड. यर पीपल ऑल ऑफ देम आर नॉट डिवोटीज हू आर कमिंग ओवर हियर. दे आर कमिंग फॉर साइट सीइंग, दे आर हैविंग अदर मूड्स ऑफ लाइफ. And you have to talking with them, you have to associate with them, you have to preach them, and you have to maintain that your consciousness doesn't get disturbed. If you are not focused, not fixed up, इधर भी जाने वाला है तो समझ समझ ना कि सब इधर सब गुड़ी गुड़ी होने वाला है. मैं बम्बई छोड़ करके आ गया, यहाँ पे माया नहीं है, नेचुरल ब्यूटी है, इधर कुछ माया नहीं है, ऐसा नहीं है, सब चलता है इधर भी. सो बी कॉशियस. और मुझे पता समझ में आ रहा है जिस तरह से आप लोग का एक्सपेंशन और वो सब चल रहा वाला है, ये और बढ़ने वाला है प्रभु. ऐसा ही क्राउड आएगा आगे चल करके, मोर एंड मोर क्राउड. पीपल आर कमिंग ओनली फॉर अ साइट सीइंग. अभी पीस ऑफ माइंड, पीस ऑफ माइंड क्या, पीस ऑफ माइंड के लिए आते हैं क्या? जीवी को पीस ऑफ माइंड के लिए नहीं है, डिवोटी बनाने के लिए है. वो रगड़ रगड़ करके आ रहा है, नथिंग इज रॉन्ग, पीस ऑफ माइंड है. But Prabhuji, just imagine it. There are couples are coming, young boys and young girls are coming, not for Jeevi, not for Vrindavan, but to have some private life or something isolated life where they can talk and they can do everything together. Uske saath mein rehne ka, usko preach karne ka aur apna consciousness barabar thikane rakhne ka, it is not going to be so easy.
Prabhuji, that's why we need here seasoned devotees like you to take care of these people. Otherwise, we'll be out.
प्रभुजी, आई हैव टू टेल यू, जैसा मेरे को राधानाथ महाराज ने गोपीनाथ मंदिर में बोला था, गोपीनाथ मंदिर का बहुत लिमिटेशंस है प्रभु जी. अभी जो है हमारा भोलास क्लासेस और वो सब चीज़ चला गया. पहले तो वो सब साथ में भोलास क्लासेस ये सब चीज़ था. तो मेरे को महाराज ने बोला, मैंने महाराज बोला, महाराज मैं इधर आता हूँ खाली अंदर टेम्पल हॉल में आता हूँ तो थोड़ा प्रोटेक्टेड होता, जैसा टेम्पल हॉल में से बाहर जाता हूँ तो सब क्लासेस वाला यंग लड़का यंग लड़की सब लूज टॉक करते, ये करते वो करते, और थोड़ा बाहर जाता हूँ तो वो भवंस कॉलेज सामने आ जाती है, फिर विल्सन कॉलेज सामने आ जाती है, और वो थोड़ा क्रॉस किया तो सीधा चौपाटी सामने आ जाता है. एवरीवेयर देयर इज अ मायाज अटैक. देन महाराज टोल्ड मी वेरी क्लियरली, यू हैव टू बी रिमेंबरिंग वन थिंग इन योर लाइफ वेरी सीरियसली. माया इज ओनली वन स्टेप अहेड फॉर यू. लिटिल बिट नेग्लिजेंस शी विल डेफिनेटली ट्रैप यू आउट. सो यू हैव टू बी कंप्लीटली ऑन गार्ड. दिस चैप्टर इज सो इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अ साधक लाइक अस प्रभुजी, सो इंपॉर्टेंट. Person on that platform also has to comes down. अरे हमारा चक्कू मक्कू आदमी यार संघर्ष कर रहे हैं, सुबह में दो तीन दिन जो है जपा में नहीं आते तो हमको मालूम होता है चौथे दिन जपा में आने की इच्छा ही नहीं होती है. चौथे दिन I still remember सुखदेव महाराज जो है ना हमारे राधा को, when I came into Krishna consciousness, he told me one very nice words. One day if you don't come to chant, one day you come, don't come and chant in that association of devotees, you yourself will understand something is a problem with you. Only one day. Tumko malum hota hai na, maya kaate kaate hai, tum hil jata hai. Second day, if you don't come and chant, people around you can come to know that something is a problem in you. Sab koi bolega nahi, Vaishnava aparadhi hai, wo karke koi bolega nahi. And third day, when you don't come to chant, everybody comes to know, isme kuch gocha hi hai iske andar. But they will not speak. This is what we are so much in that, aisa borderline pe hum chal rahe hai na Prabhu. थोड़ा भी नेग्लिजेंस से आया तो कम आउट. सो इट वाज सो अलर्ट एंड दिस हैज टू बी मेंटेन टिल द लास्ट ब्रेथ ऑफ योर लाइफ. जस्ट इमेजिन प्रभु जी, हरिदास ठाकुर टू होम वी आर गिविंग अ कंप्लीटली बिगेस्ट स्टेटस ऑफ नामाचार्य एंड नाउ सच ए पर्सन हु हैज चांटेड 192 राउंड्स एवरी डे. बट व्हेन इन द फाइनल डेज ऑफ हिज लाइफ, व्हेन ही वाज अबाउट हैविंग सो मच हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम, at that time when Govinda goes and talks with Haridas Thakur, there is any problem, so that I only my problem is I could not complete my rounds, and that is my biggest problem. And when Mahaprabhu going to Haridas Thakur and asking Haridas Thakur, is there any problem in you, like the only problem I have is body is definitely giving problems, but the biggest problem is I am not able to complete my rounds. And then Mahaprabhu is telling to Haridas Thakur, you have chanted so much, you have made the whole everybody a devotee, there is you can reduce your rounds. At that time what Haridas Thakur says, don't put me into illusion Mahaprabhu, I know what I'm supposed to do. Now a person who is on a Namacharya platform, who chants 192 rounds every day, he is also so much afraid of maya. Our standard kya hona chahiye? ओके प्रभु जी, बहुत ज्यादा बोल दिया.
थैंक यू.
हरि बोल. हरे कृष्ण.
गंधराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय. वंचाकल भैरव कृपा सिंधु पतिदानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः.